Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Mark Smith, CEO of NioCorp Developments Limited. The company trades on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol NB, and on the OTCQX, ticker symbol NIOBF. Thanks for joining us today there, Mark.
Pleasure to be here, Juan.
Great. And so starting off, for some of our listeners that didn't catch our interview the first go-around a couple of months ago, can you give us a history and overview there of the company?
You bet. NioCorp is a company that actually originated about 5 or 6 years ago and was out looking for projects that they thought would be interesting, and happened to land upon what we call the Elk Creek Project, which is in just outside of Lincoln, Nebraska, in the United States. It's turning out to be a world-class niobium resource, and one that the company has really got a lot of momentum behind at this point in time. And we'll go through some of those updates shortly, but this is our premier project. We do have other projects in our portfolio, but this is by far and away the largest and certainly the one that we're spending the most time on right now.
Well, good. And, yeah, can you talk about some of the recent assays there as well as some of the other activities since we last spoke?
Absolutely. And that's been really the exciting part, Juan, is that we've undertaken a massive drilling program. We're going to be drilling well over 12,000 meters in total project size. We started that in May and should finish here probably in about the next 2 to 3 weeks, and we've undertaken phase 1, 2, and 3. So far, we have released the results and a new resource estimate as a result of phase 1 drilling activities. But we are finishing up the phase 3 now, so we finished phase 2 as well. And with the completion of phase 3, we will be issuing yet another updated resource probably in early January. And we're looking forward to the results from that. The results have been quite astounding, to say the least, way better than expected. These intervals that we're finding in this niobium ore body are now indicating, you know, good stretches of 1, 2, and 3% materials. And in August of this year, we actually had several assay individual results come up over 4%, which is the first time ever. So we really do have, in my opinion, an absolute world-class ore body, not just in terms of grade, but in terms of size as well. So this is all good news to the company. Some other highlights in terms of things that we've been doing is we also undertook a huge metallurgy research program as well, because you can have the best resource in the world, but if you don't know how to pull the element of interest, in this case niobium, out of that ore, it really has little value. So starting in late April of this year, we undertook a very significant metallurgy program. We've now conducted well over 350 bench scale metallurgical tests. We do have our process flow sheet together and have published that. So very good, significant news on that front as well. I think the better news to me right now on the metallurgy side is that our researchers and our own internal staff people are really starting to understand how to process this material. And we're now in that optimization step where we're really going to get what we think are going to be world-class recovery levels for the niobium as well. With the initial testing, we were achieving recovery levels of about 60%. Those levels were already considered world class. The best in the world currently has a recovery level of about 56 to 58%. So we were already above the what was considered world class. But our researchers and our internal staff people have taken a hard look at this whole process, and we feel quite confident that we can increase these recovery levels by another 10 to 20%, which would put us, you know, in the neighborhood of 65 to 75% recoveries, which will create very good economic news for our shareholders when we put all this into an economic model and publish a feasibility study in the second quarter of next year.
Definitely. And so talk to us a little bit about the niobium trends.
You know, this is a market that's very stable. Its pricing and volumes have been very stable all through the different cycles that the other minerals are going through. That's one of the reasons why we're so focused as a company on this project. The volume in terms of uses has stayed very steady and is anticipated to be growing at 4-6% per year for the foreseeable future. And the pricing of this material is just an absolute flat line. So as we take a look down the road and we get past the feasibility study and then we need to start raising the capital to fund the construction of this project, I have a smile on my face because I think that we can probably really adjust the normal 40% debt, 60% equity ratios quite significantly because of the very stable pricing environment we have. I think we can probably look at debt levels at 50% or higher, and I think that creates good news for our current shareholders because it means less dilution, and we're all about creating value for our shareholders.
What are some of the other factors, Mark, that you feel make Neocorp unique from some of the other players in the sector?
But, you know, obviously we have a very good resource in the ground, and now we understand the metallurgy to the point where we're going to be able to optimize that and achieve really marked results compared to our competition. But I think the other thing that really differentiates our company is our people. We have people that are absolutely dedicated to getting this resource into production in 2017. These people have unbelievable work capacity, and they don't work for us if they don't have a very, very high-level personal value system. So I think that our people are going to differentiate us in the long run, but it sure doesn't hurt to have a world-class resource and some of the best metallurgical recoveries known in the world.
Well, good. And so as far as investors in the financial community are concerned, do you believe that your story and message and upside is beginning to resonate with them? And if not, what do you wish investors better understood about the company?
You know, I do think that we are our message is getting out and we are starting to resonate. We just completed a fundraising effort for the company where we raised a little over $10.5 million. And in this particular financial market that we're all trying to survive in right now, that was a tremendous achievement and I think a strong expression of confidence in the company. We very much appreciate the support that has been expressed through this fundraising, and we're doing everything in our power to make sure that we bring this niobium world-class resource into production as soon as possible, create revenues, and really get the shareholders the value that they deserve from this type of resource.
Good. And what are some of the key goals and milestones and initiatives that you're hoping to accomplish over the next 6 to 12 months?
You know, as I mentioned, we are finishing up our Phase 3 drilling effort right now, so we are very anxious to get the assay results back and to issue an updated resource report in early January. We also are undertaking the pilot plant tests for our metallurgical processes at present. We have made a purposeful decision to take a little more time on the metallurgy side because of these increased recovery values that we think are possible, highly possible. And so we are probably going to be looking at a feasibility study publication in the second quarter of 2015. That's about a one-quarter delay from what we had initially anticipated, but it will not impact our timeline for financing, construction, or production. And again, if you can get a 10 to 20% recovery on what's already going to be considered world-class metallurgical recoveries, that will be well worth the extra quarter that we take to get that information into the feasibility study and take advantage of the improved economics.
Well, good. And once again, joining us today is Mark Smith, CEO of Neocorp Developments Limited, which trades on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol NB, and on the OTCQX, NIOBF, as well as Frankfurt Exchange, BR3, currently trading at 66 cents a share. Market cap is north of 80 million. And before we conclude, Mark, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
We've got everything that a successful company requires. We've got an outstanding resource. We have an ore body that can be processed metallurgically. And I think we have some of the best people that work in this industry. And when you put all those three things together, it's just highly probable that there's going to be good success in this company. And I can tell you personally that we are all driven for success, passionate about it, and anxious to get this material into the marketplace. So I think we've got a very good combination of things going for us right now.
Well, we look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today again, Mark, and update our investor audience on Neocorp. It's always good to have you on.